to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, welcoming you all for today's Thursday Live. And as always, joining me is Brother Ganesh. Sairam Ganesh, greetings.
Sairam Raghu, Sairam dear listeners.
At the very outset, dear listeners, let's all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful, grateful pranams to the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So this is the segment, Seva and Sadhana. The time right now in our studio is 11:30 a.m. and this is the month of June. Today is 9th of June and the summer months of April and May are over. The weather here at the ashram is very pleasant and cool. The temperatures have come down. The weather forecast says that today's highest temperature will be about 34 degrees Celsius. Well, as Swami always says, seva without sadhana is a bondage and sadhana without seva is a burden. So in this segment, Seva and Sadhana, myself and Brother Ganesh are talking on a topic that is the 8 flowers which we should offer to the Lord. And these 8 flowers are Ahimsa, non-violence. Second is Indriya Nigraham, that is control of senses. Compassion Daya is the third flower. Fourth is Kshama, forbearance. Fifth is peace, shanti. Then comes tapas, that is penance. Seventh flower is dhyana, that is meditation. And the 8th flower that we should offer to the Lord is satya, that is truth. So every week we are taking one flower and discussing. And last week we started the 4th flower that we should offer to the Lord, that is kshama, forbearance. And we couldn't complete last week, so today we are continuing our discussion on kshama. So are you ready, Ganesh?
Yes, of course. Swami will lead us through this discussion.
So talking about kshama, Ganesh,
yes.
I just read a very interesting article on internet.
Okay.
And it's called The Law of the Garbage Truck.
Oh, that sounds very interesting, Raghu. Yes, please.
So it's like this. Once in Mumbai, the metropolitan city, a person wanted to go to the airport to catch a flight.
Mm.
And he calls a cab and they will be going on the busy streets of Mumbai. So suddenly what will happen, from a wrong direction, another car will overtake them and suddenly the other car will stop in between. So this cab driver had to avoid the collision and he had to put the brakes and the cab stopped. But what happened was the person on the other car started shouting at this cab driver, yelling at him. But the fault was not of the cab driver, but it was of the other person. But still, the cab driver just smiled at the person. He greeted him by waving his hand. And that's it. The cab driver went on his way and the other person went on his way. Now this passenger who was sitting next to the cab driver just was amazed. He said, "Dude, come on. It was not your fault. It was that other person's fault."
Okay.
And we could have met with an accident. We would have ended up in hospital. How come you just smiled and just left the situation? Yeah. So now the cab driver says, "Sir, this is called the law of the garbage truck."
Okay.
And he explains. Sir, he says, "Sir, in these cities, everybody is like a truck carrying full of garbages. Garbages in the form of frustration, anger, tension, stress, lot of problems in the office, problems in the family. And when this garbage piles up, they just want to dump this garbage on somebody.
They want to empty their bin.
And at that time, the other person on whom they're going to dump the garbage should be calm and composed. Mm. Should not take the garbage. Mm. If he takes the garbage, then again he will go to his office or at home and again he will dump the garbage or something.
That will get reflected on his behavior.
Yeah. Mm. So he says, sir, life is very short and we should just love all and keep smiling and go.
It's a very important lesson for all of us, because as Swami says, if the scoldings are not for you, then you can as well shut your mind and just leave the issue alone. It'll go into thin air and it'll merge into thin air. Yeah. And you won't feel the pinch of it.
So till now, from last week, what we have covered on the compassion is, on forbearance, that is kshama, is what is forbearance?
Mm.
And as Swami says, it's a word rich with meaning. Forbearance means having extreme patience, and it's an exuberant amount of an act of forgiving and forgetting someone.
Mm.
It's an act of acceptance. Surrenderness, and so many other things.
Mm. And we also discussed much about reaction versus responding.
Yeah.
How a person should respond to a particular situation and not react immediately. And then we went on to discuss about why exactly we should develop this virtue of forbearance.
It is actually to be happy for our inner calmness and peace of mind.
Mm.
We will avoid the bad qualities like anger, hatred, jealousy, etc.
And then we went on to know how we should cultivate this particular virtue.
In fact, when we are talking about the reaction versus response aspect, I just want to share one small incident, which again I saw on internet.
Mm.
So this again happened in one of the metropolitan cities. A person would have parked his car on the streets, and he'll be inside the car, the driver.
Mm.
The back door, the door of his, door of the dicky of the car will be open.
Mm.
And he will be inside the car, and one person will be passing, going next to the car, and he will call that person and he will request him to close the door of the dicky, back door. Now, that person whom he had told will get upset. He will say, hey, look, I am very busy, I have to go to my work. Why don't you get out of the car and you yourself close the back door, dicky door? And he will lose his temper and he will open the door of the car. And then he will find that the person who will be sitting on the car won't have one leg. So he will be handicapped. So that time he will realize that, oh, it was difficult for him to get down the car and close the door, so he requested me. So here what the person did was, he reacted to the situation immediately instead of thinking why this person is asking me for help.
Means we should not arrive at conclusions very fast. We have to sit back and just think for a moment and then respond to the situation.
So continuing from last week, Ganesh, like, how should we cultivate this virtue? Before we start today's discussion, let's listen to what Swami has got to say on kshama, which in today's world people are lacking. Yeah, let's listen to a small clip from Swami's divine discourse.
క్షమను మీరు పెంచుకోండి.
సో డెవలప్ దిస్ పేషెన్స్.
క్షమ లేకనే జగత్ అంతా కూడా ఇన్ని కష్టములకు గురి అవుతుండాలి.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ అబ్సెన్స్ ద వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ సఫరింగ్.
ఈ యొక్క దేశంలో కానీ మరొక దేశంలో కానీ క్షమా నిర్మూలమైపోవడం చేతనే మనుష్యత్వం అనేటువంటిది నిర్మూలమైపోయింది.
ఐదర్ దిస్ కంట్రీ ఆర్ ఎనీ అదర్ కంట్రీ ఫర్ దట్ మ్యాటర్
మనుషుడు ఏ చిన్న కార్యాన్ని సాధించలేకపోతున్నాడు.
ఇస్ పాసింగ్ త్రూ సో మెనీ డిఫికల్టీస్. మ్యాన్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎబుల్ టు అచీవ్ ఇట్.
పరిగెత్తుంది గడ్డిపోచ.
అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద కౌ దట్ రన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది గ్రాస్.
అలాంటి గడ్డిపోచంత ఐకమత్యంగా చేసి ఏకంగా కట్టినప్పుడు మదించిన గజాన్ని కూడా బంధిస్తుంది.
When the grass blades are tied up together, it will be so strong as to bind the elephant.
కనుకనే మీ అందరి యందు కూడా ఒక ఐకమత్యాన్ని అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
You should develop this principle of unity.
ఈ ఐకమత్యం చేతనే క్షమ అనేటువంటి కూడా బలపడుతుంది.
This unity strengthens forbearance.
దేని యందు ఐకమత్యము?
In what respect?
మంచి యందు ఐకమత్యము.
You should be united in good things.
దైవమునందు ఐకమత్యము.
In respect of God, you should be
right.
If you develop unity in respect of God, unity leads to purity.
Then
once purity is reached, divinity can be attained.
So as we listened in that clip from Swami's divine discourse, today everyone is lacking this virtue of forbearance. And for this Swami says there should be unity among people, which leads to purity and then leads to divinity. In fact, Ganesh, Swami has also said that we should start cultivating this virtue of forbearance from an early age. Swami says, start early, drive slowly and reach safely.
Actually, it is a very, very important point, because as children, if we develop this particular habit, it becomes our character as we grow.
In fact, Swami was also told that forbearance is a quality which is not already given. We should practice and cultivate it.
It is a thing to be practiced. And just as we practice any art form from our childhood and become professionals, once we start practicing forbearance or patience, these qualities get improved and they get ingrained in our system, so that when we grow old and we face situations, that comes naturally to us.
And Swami has also said that we can cultivate this quality by facing difficulties.
Yes.
And
when everything goes smoothly, we don't get an opportunity to practice this amazing virtue of forbearance and patience.
So always we should welcome the problems and difficulties. So for example, like for students who are going to school and colleges, maybe they can cultivate this habit of forbearance by always welcoming the exams and tests in the schools and colleges, right?
Very much. Whenever nowadays the life of students have become very, very tough and hectic, but In these situations only, it will help the students or the children to develop this particular attitude of patience and the virtue of forbearance.
So every day when student goes to school or college, they should be ready for a surprise test.
Yeah, they should think that is good for me.
Yeah.
And then they will start enjoying the tests more.
Even Swami also says about the divine photographer. Like worldly photographer, he tells ready first before clicking the photo. But the divine photographer is not that. And we should always be ready for the click of the divine.
Yes. Thakur, when we are talking about developing this virtue from childhood, how best can we get an example other than Swami himself?
Yes. As he always says, my life is my message.
So I just recollect one beautiful incident in which Swami narrated himself in a discourse. When he was studying in third form in Kamalapuram, there was a teacher by name H. Iyengar. And he was a very strict teacher, and all the students were very scared of him. But Swami had a lot of respect and importance for him. One day when Swami was going on the street to the school, Mr. Iyengar was coming the other way, and somehow Swami had to take a opposite direction turn in which this sir was coming. So the sir got offended that Raju, seeing him, did not even wish him, and he lacked respect towards him. So when Raju came to school, he asked him, why did you do this? And he was very furious with what Raju had done. And he had asked him, why Raju, why did you not wish me and you went the opposite direction the way I was coming? And then little Satya tells, sir, actually I was going to take my notebook from my friend's home, so I had to turn that direction. It was not my intention to disregard you, or I don't like you, I always respect you. Then the teacher gets very furious and he tries to hit Satya with a stick. Then Swami again tells, see sir, I am telling you the truth. If you want to believe, you believe. This is the truth. I wanted to go to my friend's home and collect my notes back. That is why I turned that way. If you still are feeling that I am telling a lie, you can always punish me. And in at that point of time, the teacher, Mr. Iyengar, he bursts out into tears and tells, Satya, I very much know that you will never commit any mistake, and it is my fault that I have become angry and I have scolded you. And he confesses to Swami, and he offers him pakoda, and then so lovingly treats him. And that's a different issue, but here what the important point is, the teacher lost his composure and he felt that he was getting insulted by not getting a wish from the student. Whereas on the other hand, Swami being a kid also, he taught the teacher how to compose himself, and he was right on his part.
Yes.
But even then, when he was taking the thrashing, Swami never opposed to it. And that particular situation turned favorable to him when he acted in a forbearant manner, and when he developed that patience. He was acting very patiently. He knew that he was right. So in that way, Swami, in his childhood, so many examples he had shown that children can follow.
Yeah, in fact, this is a nice, beautiful example where Swami showed the virtue of forbearance, and because of it, the teacher got transformed.
Yes, very much.
In fact, I would like to share one more incident from Swami's life. This happened when Swami was studying in Uravakonda. He was doing his 8th grade. And suddenly one day, Swami just shouted because of pain and he became unconscious. And people suspected that it was a scorpion bite. Because Putparthi at that time was filled with scorpions and snakes. And a scorpion bite was considered a bad omen, and there was no proper cure for it. So after the scorpion bite, Swami started behaving in a different manner, very weirdly. In fact, Swami started talking to himself. Satyam, the little Satyam, as Swami was known at the time, Satyam was started talking to himself, and he started making some revelations, and people were not for it. They thought, oh my God, we think some ghost has possessed Satyam or Satyam. So they took Satyam to a tantric. And that man did something which is very much painful. In fact, a normal human being can't take that much of pain. So the tantric, he tonsured Swami's head, completely removed the hair from Swami's head, and he made some cuts on Swami's head, and put lemon and other salt and other things, because of which a lot of pain will be, Swami would have undergone a lot of pain. Actually, why Tantric was doing that was to remove the ghost which Satyam had been possessed. That's what they were thinking. But Swami patiently underwent all this treatment without even uttering a single word against it, against the Tantric. In fact, it seems Swami's full eyes were swollen and it had become red. And Swami's parents and sister who were seeing all this torture, they were just crying and crying and crying. So in fact, later when somebody asked Swami, why did you undergo all this torture? You are God, you need not have undergone this. That time Swami said, see, I underwent all this because I wanted to teach humanity the virtue of forbearance, that is Kshama.
Such an important lesson for all of us, because at that age when Swami had undergone that much of pain and troubles, still he held on to the virtues.
Correct.
And even when Satya was going to school, he had his group of friends. When they were going, there were some students who did not like the way Satyam behaved, and they used to, when Swami was walking past Chitravati, they used to take all the mud from Chitravati, throw it on Swami, and those small weeds thorns used to stick in Swami's hair. And Papa Mother Isharamagaru, after Satya had used to come back from school, he used to patiently remove all the thorns, and never Swami used to complain against those children.
Yeah.
He And as in the process, the children got so frustrated about Swami not reacting that they themselves felt that they should change.
Yeah, they stopped hurting Swami and
yes,
they became friends with Swami.
Yes, as there is a very beautiful saying, if you take a snake god, if the snake god has to grow erect, then there is a habit of tying a heavy stone at the bottom of the snake god.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is it grows straight.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way, when we are young itself, if the virtues are followed,
yeah,
then the character of the person will be straight and good. So that's the lesson that we can learn from the snake god.
Yeah, when a tree is planted, it should be planted properly. Otherwise, after the tree becomes big, if it bends, then we can't correct it later.
Yes.
So if you see, Ganesh, our Satya Sai hostel, the life and routine in the Satya Sai hostel, isn't it amazing? In fact, Swami himself has said that the best sadhana that boys can do, that Sai student can do, is to follow properly the routine of the hostel.
Yes, Raghu. Very much, because it's my experience. Every student has a different experience altogether. When I come to my experience, the first year when I joined as an undergraduate student, there were 14 members in my room, which I could never imagine. When you go to outside residentials, there are just one or two students in a room, and it's always easy to adjust to them. But when we have a situation like this, when you have 14 members of totally different mindsets altogether,
correct,
one comes from Sikkim, one comes from Kerala, and one doesn't know English, how to speak fluently, and that's a very tricky situation, because you have to adjust to all this and keeping all your senses in proper shape. You'll lose patience in a very, very fast manner. A very beautiful example, we had two roommates. One was from Sikkim and the other was from Andhra. He was from Kakinada. That was the first time he was entering into a such a residential social environment. Yeah.
Residential
school. Both residential college. Both of them were new to such ambience. So this Sikkim boy did not know how to converse in Telugu, and the Telugu boy never knew how to converse in proper English. And they used to get furious with each other so often. And the room leaders used to have a tough time managing these two boys. But at the end of the year, the change from the first year to the second year was so much that both of them developed a lot of patience for each other. And even when they dealt with other people, they were totally different persons. And it's an amazing training ground how we get practice in the hostel.
When you said that about 14 boys are supposed to stay in one room, and outside residential college there will be only one or two students. In fact, there are many such things, like in outside residential college there will be cots, right, for the students to sleep, but here we have to sleep in the ground itself with bed. And also when we come to Puttaparthi, this is for Vrindavan's campus students.
Yes.
Because I studied there. When we come to Puttaparthi, we will be given just one hall where hundreds of boys stay together. In fact, you can share about the summer course experiences also, right?
Yes.
Even summer course used to happen in Vrindavan, and
almost 50 boys used to stay in a single room.
My God.
And that's a real challenge.
A room where just 14 or 15 boys generally stay.
Yes.
About 50 boys stay.
And
during
the summer course. And beauty is, there were never any situations of a quarrel or a fight or nothing like that. And it was all just love, patience, and a lot of compassion towards everyone. And each student had to get up early in the morning at 3 o'clock and they had to plan the entire day, because 50 people have to get ready in a single room.
So, really, hostel is a very good practice ground for for Sai Hostel for all the Sai students, because when they go out, when they pass out, when they after the graduation from Sai University, they will adjust to any situations,
yes,
and they will have a lot of patience to undergo any situations and forbearance.
That's why Swami beautifully tells, no, education is not for a living, but for life itself.
Yeah, correct.
And these situations make you prepared for life.
Hmm.
Because, see, for example, when you take our self-reliance departments,
yeah,
we have the boys who have the duty of taking care of the sick boys.
Hmm.
And taking care of a sick boy who is bedridden or who is hospitalized, it's not an easy thing to do.
They won't sleep properly in the night. They won't get sleep in the night.
And they will have to take medication at regular intervals of time throughout the night. And at such cases, how patiently the boy who takes care of him has to be. And that reflects back in his life when he goes out and faces the outer world.
Yeah, correct, really. So after graduating from Swami's university, Ganesh, in fact, there is one nice thing that happens in Satisai University. As you also know about it, there will be a group of boys who, after graduating from Swami's university, just wait for Swami's guidance. They are called the waiting boys.
Oh, yeah.
they just wait for Swami to tell them what they should do next. And this waiting period, as you know, it may be just a few weeks. For few, it may be a few months. And for few, it will go on for years together.
Yes.
And Ganesh, you waited for 4 years, right?
Yes, yes.
And I am sure you would have developed a lot of patience and forbearance during that period. In fact, you need a lot of patience to just wait. Just be here and do nothing and just wait for Swami's guidance.
Yes.
In fact, there will be a lot of pressure from your parents and family to do something, not to just wait. So what was your experience during that time?
Every morning I used to receive a call from my father saying, what the hell are you doing here? And you have to come back home and start working. And because they were not so accustomed to Swami's way of dealing with things.
Correct.
And as Swami is God, He knows what is best to give to us. And as you told Raghu, yes, this waiting period is the golden period for a student who goes through this period.
Wow, how is golden? Please tell us. Because it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that, but when you experience it, it is so. Because when you wait for Swami, everything other than Swami doesn't get into your mind.
Because we know Swami is God.
Yes.
And He knows what is best for us.
What is best for us. And as Swami always tells, His delays are not His denials. And one beautiful incident I'll narrate to you. This was in the year 2009 when we were still waiting. Suddenly one evening we get a call from all the elders that we were asked to move out of Prashanthiralayam. Swami had sent word that there are no jobs anymore in the ashram, and all the waiting boys should pack their bags and they should move out. And they are not supposed to be seen anywhere in Prashanthiralayam.
My God.
And we were all, of course, sad.
I can imagine.
But this was an opportunity for us, we thought. We never lost our patience, or we never went back home saying that, yeah, now there is nothing more for us here and all that.
It was like Swami's testing.
Yes,
all the boys.
That's a testing. When you drill a nail into the wall, you just shake it before testing whether it is strong enough or not.
Correct.
To hold the weight.
Yeah.
Then it was almost for 10-15 days that we were not allowed inside the mandir. We were not allowed to sit in the front rows. Yes. That was a very tough situation. And that gave us an opportunity to pray. That was a very good opportunity. When Swami tells, when difficulties come, your level of forbearance and patience should increase.
Increase, yes.
It's a indirect proportion, inversely proportional to the situation. So that had given us an opportunity to pray to Swami wholeheartedly and focus only and only on Him. And as a result, we were all called back to our places, and Swami gave us opportunity back to chant Vedas and sing bhajans and wait for him as he wanted.
So the waiting continued, but
yes,
you got the reward.
Yes, yes.
Of being patient.
Every moment was a reward, because later on, during the last few years, from 2008 onwards, Swami started coming much lesser for darshans. So as a result, the time of waiting always increased. So we used to wait for Swami in Mandir for almost the entire day, and that used to be our schedule. Have prasadam in canteen, come to Mandir, chant Vedas, wait for Swami's darshan, and again, if Swami would come, then finish the bhajan and retire and do some service, and then otherwise, just wait till Swami comes to Mandir in the Kulwant Hall. We used to just wait. And that kills all your other activities in your brain which is going on. The focus is single pointed.
Okay.
So that is how it's a very golden period, as I told you.
Correct, correct.
Yes. And many of the situations which we face in our office, it's quite comfortable for me to handle when things come, everything at a time. It leaves me with a very calm mind, and we are indeed happy to take those situations.
So waiting period is like it's like churning you all.
Yes, right? It's a process of churning.
Process of churning, where all the impurities come out of us. So these are for Sai students. Let's talk a little bit about the corporate world, right? The youth of today are facing a lot of challenges in the corporate world.
Actually, it is told in the corporate world that every person should possess the patience as a virtue. They have to have patience, and especially the leaders who lead companies, they should have this particular virtue, because that's very important when you are leading a group of people.
Yeah, correct.
Because you need to understand each and every individual, their working capabilities and their skill sets. And they tell that if the leaders who are unable to practice, they retire at a very young age.
Okay.
That's the phenomenon that has been observed in the companies internationally. And then their careers are very short-lived. But the leaders who have empathy, who have this aspect of patience, their careers are like much
long
better,
career.
Long careers.
Yeah.
And they tell in Forbes magazine, they give five different steps of how to practice this patience. The first one is seeing through the lens of others. This is nothing but man management, Prabhu, which Swami always used to tell.
Yes, yes.
Management is nothing but managing people. If you manage people, you will know how to manage a company. And then when you see through the lens of others, you understand their problems and situations, and you don't take decisions drastically, but you think and you respond to the situations.
Correct.
The second one is we evaluate the tension points in a very unbiased way. See, when you are a leader, you expect something from your team. But what happens is your skill set is different from the other person's skill set. The other person might be good at something else.
Yes.
When he is not reaching up to your expectation, you should not fire him, or you should not pounce on him. Rather, you should understand the positives and negatives of that person and act accordingly. That will increase the productivity and productivity of the company.
Overall company. Yeah.
And then the next point is listen and ask questions with a very positive attitude. At this juncture, I want to tell you a situation. A boss comes into an office with after going through 4 hours of travel in a very hectic and traffic-filled roads. As the boss is coming to the office, he thinks about how to plan his day, just relax for some time, and then continue with the day. So that's what he contemplates on his way. But as soon as he lands in office, he faces a totally different situation. He has some unexpected guests who are clients of that company, and who are there only for a day in the city and they want to interact with the boss. So what will the boss do? There are two options for the boss. One is show the frustration of the day by your body language or how you speak. Or second is just put a smile on your face, invite them, talk to them politely, and then handle the situation. If the second thing is done, means having a smile on your face and positively approaching the situation, what happens is these people, as you are talking, they will understand that you are fatigued by the travel and they might leave you. That will increase the relationship between you and the client, which is a very positive sign. So keep smiling. That is a very important thing.
In fact, this is similar to that law of garbage truck.
Yes, very much, very much. And the last two are seeking perspectives from a trusted resources. Means when you are stressed up with so many things, you can take help from some other person.
Correct.
Instead of you taking the tension of the entire thing and losing your patience.
It should be a teamwork.
Yes, it's a teamwork.
Yeah.
And the last one is the leader should not run away from the responsibilities. You should always back your team when they are doing something and not brush aside and you go back and let them handle the situation.
Correct.
So these are some techniques where in management leaders used to follow to develop their patience and take their companies to a different level and increase their performance.
In fact, talking about corporate life, where does the arguments and misunderstanding comes is we try to find faults in others.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
As you said. So Swami always says that the very fact that we are seeing bad in others or we are seeing faults in others means that fault is in us.
Yes, it's always a reflection of what is there inside us.
Correct.
So actually when somebody points out a mistake at us, that gives us an opportunity to correct ourselves.
Correct ourselves, and also the person who is finding fault in others should understand that I am finding fault in others because there is fault in me.
Yes.
So he should also correct himself.
Yes.
He should introspect and see what is the fault in his character and do accordingly.
Yes.
And I would like to just add something which Swami has told, and it's very important in corporate life. Like we should stick to our principles and virtues.
Very much.
That is the forbearance and patience.
But so what happens when the situation gets tough, Raghu?
Yeah, for this, Swami himself has given a beautiful answer through one incident, and I would like to share it. It seems during one of the tri sessions, there was one elderly devotee who had a chance to come for tri sessions, and he worked in Indian Army. So when Swami was talking to him, he asks one question to Swami. He says, Swami, in army, always a junior should obey senior. There's no way that the junior can disobey senior. In fact, in army, it's taught like that because it's very important during a war. Like the senior may command something, shoot or run or something.
You have to obey it.
Yeah, and the soldiers, juniors have to obey it. So This practice is done throughout their career because it will help during emergency situations. So he asked Swami, it's okay, but if the senior tells the junior to do something wrong. Then what we should do? Then Swami said, see, if the senior tells something wrong, you listen to it, go back. Go and again go meet the senior personally and tell him, sir, this is wrong, I can't do it. Then the army man says, Swami, you don't know Swami, we can't do that in army. We'll be court-martialed. Then Swami said, okay, so what? Then this army man says, Swami, we will be punished, we may have to lose our job. Swami said, okay, so what? Then this man says, Swami, we'll be on streets, Swami, your wife, children will be on streets. Then first Swami said, okay, so what? Then Swami said, see, you don't have faith in dharma. If you protect dharma, dharma will protect you.
Yes.
You should have that firm faith that if you stick to your principles and do what is only good, then be sure that God will make such circumstances because of which you will be protected.
Yes.
And just to support this, what Swami has said, I would like to share an incident by a student.
Sure.
Swami student. So he was working in one of the MNCs in corporate world, and a big company. And in Russia, another big company was giving tender to other companies.
Mm.
So many representatives from all over the world, mm. from different companies, were called to that big company in Russia.
Mm.
And they were supposed to give a presentation for that.
To get the tender.
Tender, yeah. Mm. So from this company, from Indian company, the Sai student was selected, and he had come to Puttaparthi to seek Swami's blessings to go to Russia. And he tells Swami, this is the case, I am going.
Mm.
Then Swami suddenly will ask him, oh, you are going? What you will get for me from there?
Okay.
This is something really...
Usually Swami never asks.
Correct. So boy will be Swami, I'll get whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you want. Then Swami said, come back with a pure mind.
Okay.
Swami said, just come back with a pure mind.
Mm.
And he went to them. Now this boy, he was very confident that Swami has blessed him, and he goes to Russia.
Mm.
And the presentation, everything is over.
Mm.
And on that night, mm. the CEO of the big company from Russia, he organizes a dinner party.
Mm.
For all the representatives from different companies all over the world.
Mm.
And everyone will come for the dinner party. It will be a grand party. There will be a lot of dance and music. And as Russia is known for, there will be wine, non-vegetarian, mm. everything. So now all these are against this Sai student.
Principle.
So what this boy will do, he won't take anything from there.
Mm.
He will just sit in a corner with a fruit juice.
Mm.
Now that CEO of the company, he will be fully drunk, and he will try to make other representatives comfortable,
mm.
and so he will go to each person personally, and he will tell them to have nice time, good time, mm. in the party. And so when he was doing that, he will come to this boy,
mm.
and he will be shocked.
Mm.
Hey dude, what are you doing? You're just taking some fruit juice, come on, Russia is famous for the wine,
mm.
and you have to take this.
Mm.
Then the boy says, sir, no, I can't do it.
Mm.
It's against my principle. Then the CEO will get irritated. He'll say, what? You're insulting us by not doing this.
Mm.
Come on, we should do it. Then again he says, sir, I can't do it. Then the CEO says, you know what, if I'm the CEO, I'm the CEO, if I want, I can cancel
the tender.
If I agree to give it to your company, I can cancel it.
Mm.
Will you obey me or not?
Mm.
Then the boy says, sir, no, I won't go against my principles.
Mm.
And the CEO goes off.
Mm.
So next day was the day when the tender was supposed to be announced.
Mm.
And wonder of wonders, the CEO announces this boy's name,
mm.
and says that the tender has been given to this company,
mm.
from which the boy has represented.
Mm.
So this is one real example, and throughout
the
incident,
words of Swami kept ringing in his ears.
That come back with pure mind, come back with pure mind. When he was having the conversation with CEO,
mm.
the words were ringing in his mind. So this incident shows us that if we stick to our principle,
mm.
of being patient and having the quality of kshama,
mm.
forgiving others, mm. forgetting things,
mm.
then we will be saved.
Yeah, but Raghu, in very extreme conditions, like when you take the case of Draupadi, her children were totally killed by Ashwatthama. And even then, in that situation, Draupadi had the composure and the feeling of compassion and forgiveness for Ashwatthama. Can we just listen to what Swami told in the discourse?
Yes.
ఒకనొక సమయం లోపల ఎవరు ఈ లోకంలో గొప్ప పతివ్రత, రుక్మిణియా, సత్యభామన, లేకపోతే జాంబవతియా, ఇంకెవరు అని ప్రశ్న వచ్చింది.
At one time there is a question, who is greatest among all the women, Rukmini or Satyabhama or Jambavati?
ఒకటే జవాబు చెప్పాడు ఆ సభ లోపల కృష్ణుడు.
There in the public court Krishna gave one answer, perfect answer.
పతుల పలు మాటలకు ఎదురు చెప్పంగపోక.
Husbands may 1,000 and odd things, but she would not oppose them.
వారి సేవను చేయగా
తీరదనక
టు సర్వ్ దెమ్ షీ విల్ నెవర్ సే ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టైమ్
తనకునున్న దానిచే తృప్తి గనుచునుండు
షీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ ద లాట్ ఆన్ హ్యాండ్
ద్రౌపదికి సాటి ఏ పతివ్రతయు లేదు
నన్ వుడ్ ఎవర్ ఈక్వల్ టు ద్రౌపది
ఈ మూడు గుణములు ఆమె ఎందుకున్నాడు
దీస్ త్రీ గ్రేట్ క్వాలిటీ
అందువల్లనే అంత క్షమా గుణం కలిగినటువంటిది ద్రౌపది
ద్రౌపది హెస్ గోట్ ఆల్ దట్ ఫర్ బేరెన్స్
అశ్వత్థామ వచ్చి
అశ్వత్థామాకే
నిద్రపోతున్నటువంటి కుమారుణ్ణు ఐదు మందిని గొంతులు కోసుకొని వచ్చేసేసాడు
యాక్చువల్లీ హీ బిహేటెడ్ ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ సన్స్ వైల్ దే వర్ ఫాస్ట్ అస్లీప్
పోయి చూచింది ద్రౌపది
ద్రౌపది వెంటనే సా
గుండె పగిలిపోయింది
షీ కుడ్ నాట్ బేర్ హర్
ఐదు మంది పుత్రులు గొంతులంతా వేరుగా ఉంది దేహములంతా వేరుగా ఉంటుంది
ఆల్ ఫైవ్ సన్స్ దే వర్ బిహేటెడ్ ద హెడ్స్ ఆన్ వన్ సైడ్ ద బాడీ ఓవర్ దేర్
పట్టలేని దుఃఖంతో అర్జున్ దగ్గరికి పరిగెత్తి వచ్చింది
షీ కుడ్ నాట్ కంట్రోల్ హర్ గ్రీఫ్ అండ్ షీ అప్రోచ్డ్
ఈ పని చేసింది ఆ బ్రాహ్మణుడు మహాదుర్మార్గుడు వాడిని పట్టి తీసుకుని వస్తానని చెప్పాడు
దట్ వికెడ్ బ్రాహ్మిన్ మస్ట్ హావ్ యాక్టెడ్ ఐ విల్ సర్టన్లీ బ్రింగ్ హిమ్ హియర్
బ్రాహ్మణ ఈ పని చేయవలసింది
ఇస్ ఇట్ ప్రాపర్ ఫర్ ద బ్రాహ్మిన్ టు డూ దాట్
గురుపుత్రుడు ఈ పని చేయవలసింది
షుడ్ ఎ సన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ప్రిసెప్టర్ డూ దట్ లైక్ దాట్
అని పట్టుకుని తెచ్చాడు
అండ్ హీ వాస్ బ్రాట్
వస్తే ఎంత క్షమాగుణమో చక్కగా అందరు కూడా గుర్తించాలి ఈ క్షమాగుణాన్ని మనం తప్పక మనం జీవితంలో పెట్టుకోవాలి
ఎవ్రీ వన్ షుడ్ కీప్ ఇన్ వ్యూ దిస్ క్వాలిటీ నోబుల్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఫర్గివ్నెస్
ఆమె అశ్వత్థామను చూసేటప్పటికి పరిగెత్తిపోయి పాదాలపైన పడింది
షీ వెంట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ర్యాన్ అండ్ ఫెల్ ఎట్ ది ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అశ్వత్థామ
ఏమని కోరుతుంటుండాలి ఆమె
వాట్ ఈస్ షీ సేడ్ షీ వాస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫర్
పరగం మా మగవరలందరూ బాణ ప్రయోగోప సంహరణ్యాయుధ విద్యలన్నీయును ద్రోణాచార్యుచే అభ్యసించిరి
You certainly understand that all my five husbands have learnt this expertise of archery from Dronacharya.
Putrakritinunna dronudavu Nee chittambulo lesamum karuna sangamuleka Shishya sutulan kandimpagam padiya Swami Shishya sutulan kandimpagam
You are the son of the Dronacharya. Is it proper on your part to kill the disciples, the students of your father, Dronacharya?
Udrekambunararu.
They have not come and attacked you.
Shastradharulai yuddhavanin leru.
They are not there on the battlefield with all the
weapons. Kinchidrohambunu neeku cheyaru.
They have not done anything wrong
to you. Balochekambuto chikatin. భద్రాసక్తుల సంహరింప అకట నీ చేతులెట్లాడెనో అకట నీ చేతులెట్లాడెనో
వైల్ దే ఫాస్ట్ స్లీప్ ఇన్ ద పిచ్ డార్క్ మిడ్ నైట్ హౌ కుడ్ యూ డూ దాట్
చూచాడు భీముడు
భీమా సౌందర్
పట్టలేని కోపంతో ఉట్టి దుంకాడు
హి కుడ్ నాట్ కంట్రోల్ హిస్ యాంగర్ అండ్ ఫ్యూరీ జంప్
కొడుకుల బట్టి చంపనని కోపమునందు బాలమాతకు విడుమ్మటంతు చెప్పెడిది వెర్రిది ద్రౌపది
ఈ సైడ్ ఓ
ద్రౌపది పోయినారని ద్రౌపదికి పిచ్చి పట్టిపోయింది
ద్రౌపది హస్ గాన్ మ్యాడ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద లాస్ ఇన్ ద డెత్ ఆఫ్ హర్ సన్
లేకపోతే ఈ దుర్మార్గుడు ఈ పాపుడైనటువంటి బ్రాహ్మణ పాదం పట్టటమా
వై షుడ్ షీ క్యాచ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణ్ ద వికెట్ మ్యాన్ హూ కిల్ ది
ఫైట్ విడుమిక
డ్రాప్ ఇట్
దీనిని మీరలో చంపలేని నా పిడికిటి పోటున్నాను చిరము భిన్నము చేసేది సూర్యుడి నా పిడికిటితోనే వాడిని తలను బ్రద్దలు చేసేస్తాను
లీవ్ మీ విత్ ది స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫిస్ట్ ఐ విల్ అటాక్ హిమ్ అండ్ కిల్ హిమ్ హే దేర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ సెల్
మంచి శాంతి వచనాలు చెప్పింది
షీ సెడ్ పీస్ఫుల్లీ విత్ ఆల్ ద పేషెన్స్
అర్జునుడు కూడాను నా యొక్క మాట తప్పిపోతుంది
అర్జున్ హాస్ సెడ్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ బ్రేక్ మై ప్రామిస్
కాబట్టి వీరిని క్షమించడానికి వీలు కాదు
సో ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ టు ఫర్గివ్ హిమ్
అప్పుడు ఆమె చక్కగా భగవంతుని కృష్ణుని ధ్యానించింది
దెన్ షీ ప్రే టు
కృష్ణ ఉపాయ మార్గం చెప్పింది
అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ డివైస్ ప్లాన్
విశ్వస్తుడు చక్రసూరుడు మహావీరుడు గోరాసచే అశ్వత్థామ శిరోజము తరగి చూడాంతర్మహారత్నము శశ్వత్కీర్తి వెరుంగబుచ్చుకొని పాశవ్రాత బంధములం విశ్వాసమున నూక్షి ద్రొబ్బు శిబిరోర్ విభాగము బాసిపో వెరచిన వాణి
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్
వెరచినవాని,
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫియర్ స్ట్రిక్
దైన్యమున వెదురు నొందిన వాణి,
ద వన్ హూ లాస్ట్ ఆల్ ది కరేజ్
నిద్రమై మరచిన వాణి,
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫాస్ట్ అసలీప్
సౌఖ్యముగా మధ్యము ద్రావిన వాణి,
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ హైలీ ఇంటాక్సికేటెడ్
గుడని పరచిన వాణి,
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ స్లీపింగ్
సాధు జడ భావము వాణిని కావు మంచువా చరచిన వాణి,
ద వన్ విత్ పయస్ మైండ్, ద వన్ హూ షౌట్స్ ఫర్ ప్రొటెక్షన్
కామినుల చంపుట ధర్మము కాదు ఫల్గునా ఫల్గునా చంపుట ధర్మము కాదు ఫల్గునా
అండ్ విమెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ధర్మ టు కిల్ దీస్ కేటగిరీస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్
మన చేతికి చిక్కినాడు కదా అని అతని ముక్కలు చేయటం మంచిది కాదు
ఫర్ ద సింపుల్ రీజన్ యూ కుడ్ క్యాచ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్
ఇది మన క్షత్రియ ధర్మంకే విరుద్ధమైనటువంటిది
ఇట్ ఈస్ అగైన్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ క్షత్రియ
నా కొడుకును చంపినది నాకెంత బాధగా ఉంటాదో
I feel.
ఆ అశ్వత్థామను చంపితే అతని తల్లి కూడా నా వల్లే బాధపడుతుంది కదా
as I feel so sad for the death of my son so also the mother of Ashwatthama
మరణించిన వారెట్టైనా నా కుమారులు మరణించారు
those people who are dead and gone will not come back
ఇంకా ఏ విధము చేసి ఏ కార్యములో ప్రవేశించిన నా కొడుకులు తిరిగి రారు
whatever may be I cannot bring back or
resurrect మరొక తల్లిని ఎందుకు బాధ పెట్టాలి నీవు ఆపండి అని చెప్పింది
why should I make another mother suffer leave him there
ద్రౌపది యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ క్షమా గుణమే ఆ పాండవులందరినీ కట్ట కడపటి వరకు రక్షించి పోషించి కీర్తి మర్యాదలతో పలా జగత్తుకు వ్యాప్తి గాపింపజేసింది ద్రౌపది
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ద నోబ్లెస్ట్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ద ఫర్గివ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద్రౌపది దట్ బ్రాట్ ద నేమ్ అండ్ రెప్యుటేషన్ టు ఆల్ పాండవర్స్
కనుకనే ద్రౌపది ఆ ఇంటిని పద్ధతిని ఇల్లాలు యొక్క గుణములో పైన ఆధారపడి ఉంటుంటారు
Everything depends upon the housewife, the respect and the dignity
of the family. Kudanu chama gunanni penchukovali.
Every woman should develop
this quality. Penchukovali. Kani stree ki chala pradhanamaitundi gunam.
Men also should have, but for women it's more important.
Aa chama gunamto entaina kuda sadhinchavachunu.
With this spirit of forgiveness.
Chama guname daiva gunamu.
This quality, noble quality of forgiveness is divine.
Pa daivam yokka gift idi.
It is highest God's gift.
రాములంతటి వాడు రమణ సీతను బాసి పామరులై వలి ఏడ్చెనన్నా
రామ హావింగ్ లెఫ్ట్ సీత హీ స్టార్టెడ్ క్రైయింగ్
ఏ తీరు ఎవరు చెప్పగలు అనుభవించుట సిద్ధమన్నా
వాట్ డే వాట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యాపెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ కెప్ట్ ఇన్ స్టోర్ ఫర్ యూ యువర్ బాలనాట
పాండవులు ఆకులలుములు మేసి అడవి పాలైపోయిరన్నా
ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ పాండవస్ వెంట్ టు ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఈటింగ్ ద ట్యూబర్స్ ఇన్ ద లీవ్స్
ఎవరు ఏ సమయంలో ఎక్కడ ఏ విధంగా అనుభవించాలో అది చెప్పడానికి వీలు కాదు
వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వేర్ అండ్ హౌ హూ కెన్ డిసైడ్
కనుకనే జరగవలసింది జరుగుతుంది
వాట్ ఈస్ బౌండ్ టు హ్యాపెన్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్
ఇదంతా కూడా దైవ సంకల్పమే
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ద విల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్
వావ్ గణేష్ వాజంట్ ఇట్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ క్లిప్
దట్ వాస్ అమేజింగ్ లిసనింగ్ టు స్వామి నరేటింగ్ దోస్ పద్యమ్స్ అండ్ వండర్ఫుల్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్సిడెంట్ అండ్ ద ఫర్గివ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద్రౌపది
A real audio treat where Swami shows his expertise in poetry.
Yes, very much.
And also acting skills.
Acting skills.
When he was telling about Bhima, right?
You could listen to Swami's gnashing of the teeth.
Yeah, correct. So Ganesh, actually we have got a few more general questions which we would like to address to the listeners. Like sometimes Kshama forbearance or forgiving others can be considered as a weakness.
Yes.
Like, And also there is one more question in which for some reasons, it may look like some people are suffering endless.
Yes.
And throughout their life, from the beginning to end, they have been suffering.
Mm.
It generally looks like that for others.
Mm.
So what do you tell for them also? So we have got a few questions like that.
Yes.
So...
It will be nice if we can handle it in the next episode.
We'll
spend a few minutes in the coming week on the questions that are to be taken. And we'll continue to the next flower that next. Has to be offered to God.
Yeah, that is peace. Shanti.
Shanti.
So with this, dear listeners, we are concluding this segment. Ganesh, with this, let's offer this segment at Bhagavan's lotus feet and thank him for everything. So, dear listeners, in a while from now, we will be joined by Brother Arvind and Prem for next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Afternoon Satsang. Meanwhile, we'll play a beautiful audio treat, another audio treat, which was composed at Radio Sai by Brother Anirudh. He did the music arrangement, and it's on the Radha Bhakti. And at the other end of the audio treat, we'll be joined by the Afternoon Satsang team. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
the incessant flow of worship to Krishna was Radha's very life. In thoughts of Krishna, she was forever lost. His form danced before her eyes every moment, wakeful and dream. The blue hues of the gurgling Yamuna reminded her of Krishna's charming complexion. The merry chirping of birds stirred in her memories of Krishna's mischievous chuckles. In Vrindavan, when Krishna would play upon his flute, her days passed like moments, filling every moment with that memory. She spent her days. All that stood between Krishna and Radha's union was her mortal frame. The day finally came when even that would seamlessly slip away.
ఒక్క కోరిక కోరింది పాపం రాధా.
Radha had one desire.
నాకింకేమి వద్దు స్వామి.
I don't want anything more, Swami.
నీ మురళిని ఒక్కతూరి వాయించండి, నేను వింటాను సార్.
I want to listen to your flute.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పరుకుతేనే అనుకున్నట్టు.
You sing the glory and the melody so that our hearts are full.
పాట పాడు కృష్ణ పలుకుతేనే మాటలాడు మాముకుంద మనసు తీరగా
పాట పాడేటప్పటికి వినింది.
She heard.
ప్రాణం ఇచ్చింది.
She breathed her last.
ప్రాణం విడిచడమే కాకుండా ఆనాటి నుంచి కూడా మురళిని పట్టడం కూడా మానివేశాడు.
సిన్స్ దెన్ కృష్ణ డిడ్ నాట్ పికప్ దట్ ఫ్లూట్ అగైన్.
రాధాకు ఈ యొక్క మురళిని త్యాగం చేశాడు.
హీ సాక్రిఫైస్డ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్ ఫర్ హర్.
ఆ గానంను త్యాగం చేశాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ ద మెలడీ టు
నట్ట గణపతి పాట కృష్ణుడు ఇది ఒక్కటే చెప్పింది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ వాజ్ ద లాస్ట్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
రాధ చాలా గొప్ప భక్తురాలు.
Radha is an ardent devotee.
కనుకనే భక్తికి అంత గొప్ప విలువనిచ్చారు.
Devotion is highly valuable.
ఇట్టి భక్తిని ఆనాటి నుంచి గోపికలు జగత్తునకు వ్యాప్తి గావించేటట్టుగా అనేక ప్రచార ప్రపంచములు చేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
This principle of devotion has been taught and shared and propagated by these gopikas.